Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 10th, 2021. The Passover, the prohibition to eat leavened food. Question: Pesach, from the word pasach, means to overstep, to jump from egoistic properties to altruistic ones, to the properties of the Creator. Kabbalists allegorically describe the order of getting out of egoism in the form of the Passover meal. One of the symbols of Passover is the prohibition to eat leavened food. What does leaven mean in our inner work? Answer: The prohibition to eat leavened food means that if you wish to leave Egypt, you cannot use any intentions for your own sake. If you want to get out of your egoistic desire, you must get rid of all actions that hold you back in this intention. Question: What does matzah, which is called the bread of poverty, symbolize? Answer: Bread is what man lives on. The way out of the egoistic state consists in the fact of beginning to eat such food that does not fill one's egoism, but only that which gives spiritual strength, the property of bestowal. The custom of eating matzah means that a person should receive only what is needed to maintain his body, and should work with everything else for bestowal. Question: Another symbol of Passover is pre-Passover cleaning. What is the reason for this? Answer: This means that we must completely renounce our egoistic desires. Thus, we leave Egypt, that is, our common egoistic intentions for our own sake. Therefore, we must cleanse ourselves of leaven, shemitz, which symbolizes these intentions, and of various actions at all levels, inanimate, vegetative, animal, and human, of everything that is around us, and inside us. This is what is written, so that there is no shemitz in your possession. From Kabbalah's Spiritual States, March 26, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter, April 10, 2021. I have to make the group more important than the world, so it will pull me upwards, just as the world sucks me in with its worthless values. I have to feel how the upper force operates inside the group. Then I should speak in the group about the Creator's greatness, because it is easy to annul oneself before one who is great. Conquer yourself. Conquer yourself and you will win thousands of battles. Buddha. Question: What do you mean by conquer yourself? Answer: By conquering yourself I mean that I do not follow my egoistic aspirations and impulses, but still try to arrange them in accordance to the purpose of creation. And naturally, by doing so, I win thousands of battles against my ego, which constantly pulls me in different directions and makes me fail. Question: So one way or another, the ego plunges me in war the whole time? Is this how it works? Answer: Yes. And you should be lying on the couch motionless and only contemplate how you enter the deeper layers of the universe. By that, you will accomplish everything. Question: Enter the deeper layers of the universe, what does it mean? Answer: Finding the goal of creation and aligning yourself with it in all your qualities. Question: So this egoism of mine, understanding that I am an egoist, that my nature is egoism, what am I to do about it? Do I try to build something above it? Answer: Above it, of course. You do not want to follow it, but be above it, above the egoistic nature. When I do not try to meddle in my thoughts, desires, motives, and selfish aspirations, but rather be inclined to see whether this would be good for the whole world. Question: That is, for others and not for myself? Answer: Yes. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 15, 2021. There is nothing in the world that cannot be attained. Question: In modern science there is a theory and experimental confirmation that our world is absolutely predetermined. However, science contains hidden parameters that are unattainable today. Is it possible to combine both of these statements, our world being absolutely predetermined and the unattainability of the parameters on which it is based? Answer: I believe that there is no such a concept as unattainability. It all depends on the degree of the development of our desires, intentions, and inner qualities. In general, everything is attainable. There is nothing that a person in our world cannot attain. To do this, you do not need to move, to die, or to transform into some other states or worlds. All this can be attained in this world, in our lifetime. It depends on how a person develops, maybe not in a single lifetime because there are cycles of lives. But in the end, any person in our world will attain everything to the extent that he works on himself and develops himself. From CAB TV's Integral Course, March 19, 2021. Carrier of the Upper Field. Question: does the upper field have its own carrier? Answer: the upper field is the light, that is, the desire to bestow, to fill, to satisfy, to connect. Its carrier is the common quality of connection, of good. There is also the quality to receive, to subjugate, to influence, and it is supposedly the opposite of it and is evil. However, in fact, that is just what we call it in our spiritual physics. Actually, there is nothing in it at all, neither evil nor good. Both forces cannot be regarded as good or evil, it is only relative to the little person who perceives them in this way because we live in such circumstances. When we rise above these circumstances to the level of the upper field and begin to explore it, then we do not have evil and good at all but only reception, bestowal, and manifestation of Reshimot. This is what exists. From CAB TV's Meetings with Kabbalah, March 22, 2019. Why do we need the influence of the upper light? Zohar for All, Shemot, Item 18, the Creator told them, is the death in you? It is written in the Torah, when a man dies in a tent, and if a man has committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death. Is there sin in you that you need dinim, judgments? Is there theft or robbery in you, as it is written, you shall not steal? Are there women among you, as it is written, you shall not commit adultery? Is there falsehood in you, as it is written, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor? Is there greed in you, as it is written, you shall not covet? Why do you wish for the Torah? Question: when a person ceases to justify himself, does he then reveal that he is stealing, committing adultery? Answer: yes, he admits it. What does admit mean? I want to get out of this. He does not just say, this is our nature, what can you do? As, for example, seemingly smart people very often appear on television and talk about what is happening in the world, we are what we are, what can you do? They have no awareness that they must go from this level to the next. It really cannot just appear in a person, only if he engages in Kabbalah. There is a certain time of preparation and then he begins to realize, I must get out of my skin, jump out. And then he needs the light that reforms to raise him above himself. Then he needs the book of Zohar. And although its lines seem incomprehensible to us, absolutely unreal, devoid of any logic, confusing, and strange, but by reading them, we attract the upper light. It is completely irrational for us. Why am I doing this? Because I want the higher force to act on me and help me assess my level relative to its level, to find out how I can change and why. And although, in principle, I have no special prerequisites for this, I am doing it. A person starting to study Kabbalah is very far from understanding where this will lead him. That is why it is said, you don't need this, and you don't. But despite the fact that he does not seem to need it and he constantly justifies himself saying that there is nothing wrong with him and that he does not need the light that returns to the source, to the Creator, nevertheless, while practicing Kabbalah, he eventually begins to realize the need for this light. From CAB TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 9,